You were born kinky. You were born to serve, to obey. You know this. I know this. Because I was born on the opposite side of the coin. Nurture has a part in things, but really, nature is the beginning. It's in our nature to be who we are. When I was a little girl, I loved yarn. Such a simple thing, but it's true. It was so useful. Yarn is the perfect size to be rope when applied to dolls. I always tied up my dolls. Boys, girls, stuffed animals, it didn't matter. Long before I ever knew what BDSM or kink or bondage was, I was just a little girl who could be regularly found in my room or outside, tying up dolls, making them enslave each other. It wasn't sexual. It was just fun. Sadly, Barbie doll arms are really stiff and don't bend at the elbows, so I couldn't do so much with them. But what I could do was go into my brother's room and steal his dolls. Those little G.I. Joe guys. They were wonderful. Both the knees and the elbows would bend. It was very exciting for me. I could hog-tie them and bend their elbows back and tie the forearms together behind their backs, then suspend them with my makeshift rope, or make them kneel before the Barbies. I always loved getting a new toy that I could do whatever I wanted with. 2 decades later, and it seems I found myself with a new toy. Hi, I'm Shibby, and I'm going to play with you. So get comfortable and feel free to shift around at any point to keep yourself comfortable, to keep yourself in blissful trance, because that is where we are about to go. Where you are going to drop to where you are your most natural self, deep in your mind. I am going to treat you like my little toy. Bend you however I want. Restrain you and take you on a fun adventure that begins and ends in your submission, where the only limits are up to me. And you might want to be a little bit careful, because it becomes addicting. Now close your eyes. This is where everything starts. In the dark blankness of your mind, pause for a moment in your thoughts. Pause all of your thoughts, except in your mind, in this blank place, that you are going to obey. Obey my voice. Obey your desire. It's very easy. I'll show you how. I'm going to count. You are a good boy. You will slowly breathe in for me as I count up, and slowly breathe out as I count back down. And every number we go up, you will take in my voice, my instructions, my will for you. Every number we go down will cause your conscious mind to deflate slowly away, your thoughts and stress draining out of you, relaxing you. Ready? Good boy. Breathing in as I count up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now wasn't that easy? Drawing the inside of you. Now letting your thoughts drop away as I count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Empty. Now breathe in my voice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Feeling relaxed. Breathing out all distractions. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. You're doing so well. Good boy. Continue now, thinking of my counting to yourself as you breathe. The part of you focusing on your breathing is one layer of your subconscious, one layer of your mind. Let it count in your mind up here as we go down together to another level, leaving that part of you that's counting your breathing up top, ascending as you breathe in, descending as you breathe out. You drop down deeper into your mind. Deeper as you open yourself up to me, to the world I have created for you. Simple to go there, to fully experience. You just have to let yourself go. Let me guide you. Picture yourself on a relaxing vacation. Work is done, settled back in a comfy beach chair, springy, supportive, a lovely beach, stretching as far as you can see, only waves, only ocean, only sand, only you and me. Relaxing at the beach. It's so nice here. Open your senses. Listen. Let it in.
Let me in.
Your toes buried just so deep in the sand. Seeing the waves pulling back from the shore.
Drawing you
then
deep.
Pouring back in. Running up the sand. Running up over your feet, washing all tension away. Breathing deeply, a tang of salt water in the air, filling your nose when you breathe in. Gulls in the background, cawing away as they fight over some bread. You relax into the noise. The sounds of the surf canceling out all thoughts. Vacation is a time to get away. Get away from everything. Everything except my voice. You are on vacation right now. Nothing else matters. The waves continuing to crash against the sand. Rushing into your mind, over and over, sinking you deeper and deeper. Ocean breeze rushing across your skin, waving into your hair, enjoying the sun as it beats down on you, feeling its warmth cover you. The sky so blue. Blue and open and endless. You get lost in it. Relax into it, easing back into your comfy beach chair. All of your worries washed away with the surf. My voice washing over you in wave after wave as it crashes into you, relaxing into it, sinking down in your mind. The breeze blowing past, no desire for your body to move. You hear in the distance a noise, a sound, a voice compelling, calling to you.
Come here.
Your name. You hear your name. Think it. Hear it. Calling to you. You look up and across the sand. You are just so relaxed, you cannot move. But you so badly want to obey the voice.
Come to me.
So badly need to obey the voice.
Come and be my slave.
You cannot resist. It sinks into you like a hook inside your mind, pulling you, leaving a part of you here at the beach, your toes dropped in the sand on the comfy chair, another deeper part of you follows the sound of the voice. You cannot resist it as it calls to you, a siren song in power, bringing you to your knees. It feels so right for this part of you to crawl on your knees towards the voice, crawling across the sand, feeling it tugging against you like a leash, crawling faster towards the sound. So eager to find the source, until you see in the distance, a cliff on the beach, and under that cliff, there is a dark opening, a cave. The ensorcelling sounds are coming from the cave. You can do nothing but follow it. On your hands and knees as you go closer and closer, lost in your mind. No thought but reaching that hall of compelling darkness in front of you. You notice as you approach that you are almost there, about 20 yards away. Until you reach the cave, reach the source of the compelling sound that has you spellbound, crawling to it draws you even more under its power. The closer you crawl to the sound, the deeper you go under, deeper into trance. 20, feeling more submissive with every bit forward. 19, free thought draining away. 18, drain away. 17, drop all of your inhibitions. 16, crawl to the sound. 15, crawl to me. 14, each movement forward, further acceptance. 13, of submission. 12, your submission. 11, your devotion. 10, pulled along. 9, you are a toy. 8, my toy. 7, come to me. 6, closer. 5, deeper. 4, the cave right in front of you. 3, descending down. 2, your mind descending down with it. One. You drop.
Swallowed by the darkness, drop into the cave on your hands and knees. You look around the cave, seeing in the middle a black glow, a lake of liquid latex. You are drawn to it. The sound that binds your will comes from it, promising release from all of your worries and responsibilities. All you have to do is come to it, and you will be your deepest desire, your true self. Crawling towards it is irresistible. Shuffling forwards, seeing its beauty closer, shimmering in front of you, seeing the black, shiny waterfall, delivering to the lake of liquid latex. Black and shiny, moving so seductively, rippling. You want to touch it. You need to feel it, to know what it is, to be yourself. Crawling to the edge, you just slowly dip in one finger. The black liquid slowly parts at the intrusion. It feels like intense orgasmic energy given form, slipping around and over your finger, sensitizing it. Ecstasy. Your finger tingling with it, sucking at your finger as you pull it back. Looking at it, your finger is covered in it. Black liquid latex, solidifying over your finger, changing it. You can feel the change. Submissive. Just a touch. A finger's worth. It makes you feel more submissive. Tying submission to arousal. It feels good. Your finger wants to submit. Feeling so sensitive now. You touch your finger to your body. It feels orgasmically good. You want more. You need more. The inky black pool calling to you. You start to crawl in. You cannot resist. It feels so good as the latex runs over your body. Feeling it clinging to you. Every inch, every curve, being covered by liquid latex. Slowly, as you sink slowly into the dark caress, lapping slowly over your skin, it feels like sinking into a blowjob. Warm, wet. You hear and feel orgasmic ecstasy all around you, sucking against your skin, warm and wet, covering you. You raise up from the pool a little bit. You can feel droplets of the amazing liquid running down your skin, teasing and tantalizing as it trails downwards and your body shivers. Excitement shuddering through you. Sinking back down. Sinking in. Under. Drop your body into the liquid latex. Letting it cover you. All of you. Every part of you it touches, it covers, ducking in your head and breathing it in. Your airways are clear. You still breathe deeply and freely, drifting in the pool, letting go and accepting your fate, your ears covered and filled with latex, pumping submissive thoughts inside of you, rushing into your brain, washing over you. You feel submissive urges washing into you with every breath in. Submission is pleasure. Arousal makes you feel submissive. You don't just hear the words, you feel them rushing into your brain, washing over you, sticking and staying until you are covered head to toe in this amazing liquid, slippery against your skin. It's so exciting to submit, rushing into your brain, washing over you. Your mind yielding before the onslaught of cascading pleasure, laying siege to your free will, servility seeping into your every pore, rushing into your brain, washing over you, happy resignation rising through you, acceptance of who you are, what you really want, rushing into your brain and washing over you. You want to be a toy. You need to be a slave. Happy at the thought of being a slave, rushing into your brain, washing over you. The feel of latex stimulates you. Having it cover your skin makes your skin more sensitive to anything touching you through latex. In this place, in any place, when you are covered in latex, you will be drawn back to this place. We'll feel the seductively pleasurable feeling of submission enveloping you. Rushing into your brain, washing over you, permeating through every part of your being. Every time you cover any part of you in latex, feeling so good, your desire to submit, to supplicate yourself. It feels good, natural, right. Sending serotonin jerking through you, rushing into your brain, washing over you. You accept it, submit to it. Tinkling laughter at the edge of your mind, brushing and tickling against the back of your skull, swarming over you as you are transformed. Your mind is transformed into my toy. You are my toy to play with and use. This thought fills you with pleasure, rushing into your brain, washing over you, sending you deeper under the pool into a submissive state, covered and contained, floating in bliss. No control except my control. Drifting along as the waves gently push and pull you about. You are like driftwood, no thoughts, no movement, letting the current take you wherever it will, as it pulls you along, pulling you deeper into the pool, deeper into your mind. The longer you stay down, the more the latex sinks into you, clings to you, becoming a permanent part of you, rushing into your brain, washing over you, going down deeper, spiraling through the liquid as the current pulls you towards an opening in the bottom of the pool, thrusting you into an underwater tunnel. You can still breathe just fine. The latex carries you deeper, spiraling quickly as your latex-covered body slips through the liquid, slippery and sliding, deeper into the tunnel, bewitching sound all around you now, rushing into your brain, washing over you, implanting commands. You won't remember them, but they will be there. There with the pleasure, rushing into your brain, washing over you as you go through the tunnel, glowing lights all around you, surrounding you as you are carried weightlessly along, the glowing multicolored lights prisming everywhere. You can feel them rushing over your skin. You can no longer see, except in your mind.
This command,
the latex covers your eyes, gently and resolutely.
Unless you see,
you are encased. The rushing current sends you spiraling deeper into the illuminating tunnel. Exhilarating excitement coursing over you as adrenaline starts to spike. All the joy of a water park slide. So fun as your body is taken along for a ride. Spiraling and spinning out of your control and into mine. Further into my voice and words, rushing into your brain, washing over you, pleasant, languid state of mind. You are a shiny, mummified toy, drifting through a tunnel, coming closer, closer to the ultimate source of your submission, winding and spiraling as you are buffeted through the tunnel.
When I say drop,
the latex protecting you from the walls.
If you meet me,
you feel yourself bumping against them, but there is no pain. You are a toy. Toys don't feel pain unless their owner wants them to. Pictures their pain in their mind. You are a toy. No pain. Only acceptance of whatever comes. As the rubbery feeling contours over every inch of you, rushing into your brain, washing over you, shrinking to your body, becoming a second skin, becoming a part of you. You will always feel it under your clothing. Sometimes when you are free, when you are bored, random times throughout the day, while concentrating, while relaxing, you will feel a breeze across your skin. Your mind will drop to the thought of latex, the thought of being my toy, drifting through a tunnel, pulling you along, spinning and spiraling out of control, into my control. You will fall deeper under the spell, deeper into submissive bliss. You will remember that you are a latex toy. You will smile and relax and continue about your day with thoughts of this file in the back of your mind. Every time you get that feeling, feel the ghost touch of latex against your skin. Under your clothes, you will have the urge to listen to this file, a burning desire to listen to my voice commanding you, controlling you, making you feel submissive bliss, rushing into your brain, washing over you. You want to obey and embrace the submission coursing through you as your mind lets go of the memories now buried inside. And you drift through the tunnel, forgetting my words, only remembering the meaning. You are a toy, spinning and spiraling deeper, faster, your mind enjoying the journey. Eons and ages could pass before you. You remain content, unaware, moving forward. Towards the end of the tunnel, as it pushes you out, and you drop, spilling on the floor in front of a dominant woman. You can only feel her strong, vibrant presence. Your eyes still blinded by latex, feeling as if all your energy is being pulled from you to energize her. You are weak, falling on your knees, quiet surrounding you. Nothing but murmuring sounds on the edge of your hearing as your mind floats. As she comes close to you, inspecting this toy dropped before her, contemplating how to take you down further, how she is going to mold you into perfection. I love that sound. It just sends shivers all through me. They drop into me, over me, bringing to mind kinky thoughts, fantastic, achievable fantasies, deep, dark rooms lit by candlelight, faces covered by masks and hoods, the scent of sweat and latex and leather lingering in the air. A kneeling figure, supplicating himself before me, I wrap my claim around the neck. Buckles jingling under my fingertips. Leather sliding under metal as the pressure firms around your neck. Draws tight. Everything rigidly put in its proper place. Everything. Eyes closed in eager acceptance. Awaited bliss in submissive simplicity. The metal lock descending. Tendrils of shivers running across your spine. My fingers dwelling on the rubber covering the back of your neck. So sensitive. Pausing as the lock slides into the waiting silver clasp, picturing, unable to see what happens behind you. You can only hear, only feel. Picturing, clearly in your mind, the silver handle of a black lock, slowly being squeezed shut. Until clicking blank obedience into place. A christening, giving up free will in favor of devotion. Locking out all desires of your own. Only one will at play. One mind in control. It's so easy. It feels so good. To be a blank slate, awaiting orders, awaiting my desire, the desire to be fully restrained, decked out as a proper slave, property marked and claimed. Our desires align. There is nothing I want more than to have you helpless before me, bound from head to toe. Endowed with only one choice. No choice. Not even surrender. Your body has already surrendered. Your mind has already surrendered. Giving in to the wonderful, pleasurable, inevitable. You are in my world. Under my control. Wearing what I wish. Let these words hammer deep into your soul. You are my slave. You are my toy. The latex dried around you now. You are head to toe an object. That thought seeps insidiously through you, rushing into your brain, washing over you, seeping submission into your pores. Cuffs will make it sink fully in. Restraints are a part of you, in and out of trance, as you feel hands running over your rubber skin, all over, placing restraints all over your limbs, each one locking the submissive feeling into place inside of you, starting with your ankles, cuffing them with leather over the latex, sensuous, feeling so right. As the locks come close, you can almost taste their metallic tang as they go past your face, down, down towards your feet, and lock you in, locking in the feeling of being a toy, a fun amusement for women to play with. The latex hardened into rubber caked over you. You feel it still transforming you underneath your second skin, restraints binding this change in. The desire to submit and be a toy. The snick of the lock locks it in. Every time you hear a lock snicked shut, you will remember this. You want to submit and be a toy. Hands running up your legs. Thigh cuffs closing in on you. Covering you. Lock coming close to bind you. Good toy. You are doing so well. Hands trailing up your legs. Making you shiver. Making you groan. Your body is so much more sensitive under the skin of latex, tickling you, tantalizing your nerves as they jangle, as the cuffs jangle, as more are wrapped around your wrists. Left wrist being picked up and encased in a leather cuff, pulled tight, lock slipping into it. Good toy. Left hand placed back on your upper thighs. Right wrist handled into the air, wrapped in restraint. The sound is coming. It will strike into you. Ah, good. You are making me so happy. Hand placed back down. Cuffs securing you as another lock is brought forth. Slipping through the O-rings of your right thigh cuff, through your right wrist, and snapping them together. Feeling so good as the unseen hands move over your body, gliding and tickling to your other thigh, running the handle through the O-rings, locking you into position. Your subservient, natural position, locked, bound, helpless, deeper. Anytime you are stressed and alone, you can assume this position and feel the relaxing pleasure of my will and your obedience to it, rushing into your brain, washing over you, leaving you happy and productive, wanting to come back. If you focus, you can feel the constriction of latex, the exciting pleasure of restraints on your body. You feel yourself a toy. My slave, I play with. I am having fun playing with you. Every time you come back, it will feel more amazing, more pleasure burning into you, setting you up for the most amazing orgasms of your life. The mind is most powerful when it comes to arousal. When I control it, I can touch and play with those synapses inside your brain, causing more and more unique pleasures. Intense sensations, thrills you want, you crave. When it comes to pleasure, coming back will give you satisfaction, and listening to my files will give you intense sexual pleasure rushing into your brain, washing through you. This knowledge binds into you as the cuffs bind into you. Locks locking it in place. Whenever you feel the latex rubbing against your skin at the corner of your attention, and you will feel it brushing against you, your mind will come back to this point, this position, the latex curing over your skin, shrinking into you, the cuffs binding you in place. The locks locking out all original thought. All the thought that matters is my voice, my words, rushing into your brain, washing over you. A toy being dropped into another pool. The water rushing over you as you are drawn through a tunnel, drawn back towards the beach. Back towards another level of awareness. Back up the stairs of your mind. Commands misplaced in your mind. Still there. Still effective. Forgotten. On the tip of your tongue. The corner of your brain. Running away if you try to reach them. You don't need to reach them. You are just happy and it feels so good. Pleasure rushing into your brain, washing over you. As the tunnel lets out in an outlet on the shore, you wash up on the beach, weak, vulnerable, happy, content. Blank is good and you are blank. As you slowly crawl up towards yourself, relaxing on the beach, back up towards awareness, I'll count you up. My gimpy little toy, feeling so good as one, you feel yourself sinking back into awareness. Two, back into awareness of your body. Three, under your own control. Four, able to move all of your limbs freely once more. Five, awake. Did you have fun? I know I'm having fun playing with you, like I used to play with that doll so long ago. Interesting thing about it, the stuffed animal that I loved the most was the one I abused the most. And even in my childish little mind, I knew what I was doing hurt. The stuffed animal. I knew that the stuffed animal in my mind was feeling pain or coercion, but my favorite one was the one that liked it. The stuffed animal that took my abuse, took being tied up, and never had any bitterness. It accepted it. It took whatever I wanted to do to it. And that is why that toy was my favorite. Have a good day. I hope you enjoy being my toy again soon.